It's First Thoughts. It's 5:45 and 27 degrees of Friday morning, day number 51 on the year. And for First Thoughts, so I've told you about the Groundhog Day flood at our house, right? Upstairs, we have some renters, hose disconnected from a mini washing machine, flooded, you know, upstairs, the bathroom, our kitchen, and down into the base, flooded the basement. And so we got to know the folks at Steamatic. And so, yeah, and the ceiling, the floor, even some of the lower cupboards all removed. And so we're working with the insurance people. And so anyhow, I've got this group on Wednesday night. We've been doing it for a few years. It's called Not Lone Rangers. I don't know. That's how I felt God prompted me to call it, because basically it's 10 guys like we had Wednesday night who are not looking at their phones, their tablets, their laptops, or a TV screen. But we're in a circle getting to know each other. And, you know, what is life but relationship, getting to know God and each other, to know and be known. And so anyhow, they, before the group got started Wednesday night, Jamie from Mondovi, who he and his kids sometimes call in our contests, he gives me an envelope with some cash and some gift cards and says, hey, because of, you know, what you guys have faced and your wife has gone 2 weeks, here is this. And I really didn't look at it. I thanked them sincerely, genuinely. I was surprised, blessed. And it actually said on the envelope, never a Lone Ranger. And so then I really didn't look at what was inside until yesterday. I picked up my daughters in Mauston and, like, wow, was blown away by their generosity. And almost immediately my thought was, if these guys are this generous, how generous is God? How generous is God? And so, anyhow, just sharing that experience. So, praise God for those we can do life with. Beyond that, today in history here on WWIB, and it is the 21st of February, and so we go back to 1962 when astronaut John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth.
Godspeed, John Glenn. 2-1-0.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway.
There we go. Also, in 1944, the Batman and Robin comic strip appeared in newspapers for the first time. In 2005, former teenage film star Sandra Dee of Gidget fame died at the age of 63. Also in 2010, on this day, former Secretary of State Alexander Haig died at the age of 85. The most famous thing for me, Alexander Haig, is after Reagan was shot March 30th of 81, he said, I'm in charge. And he just got flack for that because, like, no, actually, as the Secretary of State, you're not really the one who's in charge. Okay, and finally, we close with a devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for this February 20th today. How do you make more space in your life for love? Quit something, says Bob. Acts 20:24, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus is giving me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. And he says, you might not know this, but I spent decades working as a lawyer. I know Jesus had a lot to say about lawyers and not much of it was good, so it keeps me on my toes. I think I might have been the luckiest lawyer in the world because I partnered with a bunch of people who knew my work at my law firm was just that. It was work. It was a job. It's something I did to provide for my family and then fund all the things I'm passionate about, like building schools for kids in Uganda and Somalia and Afghanistan and rescuing victims of human trafficking in India. Bob Goff says, I used to devote way more of my time and energy to being a lawyer, but then two things hit me one day. First, all we've left behind is our love, and second, our legacy will be in the people we loved. That's when I realized I had to make a change. My life couldn't revolve around trials and lawsuits, so here's what I did. I quit. I'm not kidding. I got everyone at the law firm together and told them I was out. I took the key to the office door off my ring and left, and I've never gone back. I made necessary changes to free me up, to give me more time, attention, and emotional energy to people in more desperate circumstances than I was in. I wanted to live a less traditional life, one that fit more closely with the person I had become rather than the guy I used to be. I asked myself the question that might be worth asking yourself. Are you doing what you're merely capable of or what you're called to? I've set aside Thursdays now to quit something. It's easy to get so buried under responsibilities that we lose sight of who we've become. So here's the deal. Quit something. What will it be? What's been holding you back? Taking up too much time? What no longer inspires you? Pick whatever day you want. It doesn't have to be Thursday. Today's a pretty good day to start. Pick today. You don't have to quit your whole job or move overseas, but you can start cutting things out on a regular basis. You'll free yourself up to live a life that'll give you a great sense of purpose and feed your passions. Today's question, what do you need to quit to make more room for love? The Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday morning, WWIP. Caleb, I know we both really love Reese's, but I would tip my hat to you that you love it even more. So
could be. And there's some controversy in the candy world right now.
Yeah, it turns out that if you've had a Reese's peanut butter cup recently and said this tastes different, you're right.
So the grandson of the inventor of Reese's peanut butter cups has lashed out at Hershey Company, accusing the candy company of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients in many products. Oh, dear.
That is controversial. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes, but said this week that it was trying to meet consumer demand for innovation.
You don't need to innovate a classic Reese's peanut butter cup.
How do you improve on it?
I mean, I know they have lots of different versions of it, but leave the classic alone. Thank you. Well, high cocoa prices also have led Hershey and other manufacturers to experiment with using less chocolate in recent years. A travesty.
So that is, to me, the believable part is, you know, keeping the prices down. 70-year-old Brad Reese said, R-E-E-S-E, the grandson we're talking about, said in a letter to Hershey's corporate brand manager that for multiple Reese's products, the company replaced milk chocolate with compound coatings and peanut butter with peanut cream.
Oh, my.
It's not the same.
Goodness, Brad, we're with you. Bring this stuff into the light. Give us back our original Reese's.
Sounds like a movie.
I actually haven't had one for a bit, too. I'd have to check and see. This requires investigation. I'm sure it's my duty now to make sure
I see
if what he's talking about is legitimate.
According to a study, the human brain is uniquely designed to understand musical pitch.
Now, that's hard to believe considering some of the auditions for American Idol.
Yeah.
Coffee prices in the United States were up 18.3% in January over 1 year ago.
Starbucks baristas now ask for your name and your credit score.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of coffee, researchers report that if you drink a few cups of coffee a day, you'll enjoy better health.
Of course, once you finally come out of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
A hospital in India was forced to pay ransom to get hackers to release control of the hospital's computer system.
So for once, a hospital got to find out what it's like to be price gouged.
Indeed.
A study found that garlic isn't as great as many thought at lowering blood pressure.
Of course, if you eat enough of it, it does keep away the people who get on your nerves.
That's for sure.
According to a study, heavy, long-term coffee drinking does not raise the risk of heart attacks for most people.
No, but reading the price board at Starbucks does.
Truth.
And finally, a report says that Americans spend over a year of their lives surfing for something to watch on their TVs.
I finally have an answer for my doctor the next time he tells me I need a hobby.
There you go.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
As we head into the best of the week, how do we know it was a good week? Because a lot of good content fell on the editing floor.
My favorite part was gymnastics and getting McDonald's after. This is Karen from Menominee.
I love that, Taryn. So and you
cute.
Know what? When you burn off the calories in gymnastics, you got to go to Mickey D's afterward. You just have to. I think that's a rule.
Gabe says this is my dad's first anniversary of his rebirth. His dad, Bill Swanson, he says he was without oxygen for 12 to 14 minutes and in a coma for 2 days. He woke up on February 18th. He has cord paralysis and now has a trach along with cortical blindness. This Sunday, 11:30 to 2:30 at Menominee Moose Lodge, they're holding a benefit. Thumb Appreciation Day. When's the last time you told your thumb? I'm looking at my thumb right now and saying, I appreciate you. Okay, and also today, that was weird.
My thing for the weekend was celebrating my last day of radiation.
Here is Fernette, crosses the blue line. We're down to half a minute left to go. Fernette comes in, fires a shot, and win it!
This guy is turning 72 today. Can you recognize him?
You know, I work on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
Yeah, that, of course, is John Travolta. I remember him from this sitcom. Welcome Back, Cotter. That's the show I remember him on. He was Vinny Barbarino. Folks, I grew up in the 70s. What can I say?
Tuesday Trivia on the Whip Wake Up Show. We have a chance for you to go for free to a movie of your choice at MyCon if you can solve this question. There are over 10 million of what in the United States? And our first clue was food-related.
Yes, food-related. And then earlier this hour, we said it's human-related. And the third clue is this could be you or someone you know.
All right, so food-related, human-related, people. And then this could be you or someone you know. We've had lots of great guesses. We've heard from Rice Lake, Cameron, Eau Claire, Augusta, Hayward, Chippewa Falls, Ladysmith, Ernie, Blair, Fall Creek, Bruce, Barron, Wausau, Osseo, Menominee, Stanley, Greenwood, Ernie, Chetek, Elk Mound. Can't do it all in one breath in Black River Falls.
This is Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, go ahead. Solve it right here, right now.
Is it vegetarian?
Is it vegetarians? Over 10 million vegetarians in the United States. Otherwise, we go on to try it again Thursday. But we don't need to because you got it.
They're going to the movies.
Well done. Yes, estimates at least 10, maybe even as many as 15 million vegetarians in the United States.
Good morning. This is Mary Mandigo from Alma Center. I was blessed to win tickets to the I Can Only Imagine 2 movie. And I wanted to thank WWIB for that opportunity and to all the sponsors that had part in making it such an enjoyable evening. The movie was so good. Everyone was riveted to their seats, and you could have heard a pin drop in that theater. So be sure to go see the movie. I'm planning to go see it again, and thank you, WWIB.
There you go. The best of the week.
Thank you, as always, Alvo. And yeah, echoing what Mary said there, go see I Can Only Imagine 2. Support it. Opening weekend.